I have a baby on the way. Mm. And now I'm like, I can't keep living. Yeah, I can't keep living like this.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, I'm super far away from God. A couple years before that, I know that I'm probably over my 5 minutes, but like a little bit before that, I wanted to be Muslim. I wanted to be a Hebrew Israelite. I was all messed up. I was eating crazy. I was, face was bloated. Stomach was huge. And my wife had, I know people have their opinions, but my wife had Michael Todd on the television.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I was reselling sneakers and I peeped. I was like, those are the shoes I just bought.
Mm.
I was like, that's crazy. He's preaching on Sunday. He must have got him on Saturday. Like, so I start paying attention. Like, it made me really look. And like, I was like trying to, I don't know, like really soaking in what he was saying. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't have a very clean conversion story. I'm just like, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to this money.
Like, yeah, like, yeah.
So, like, it took a couple of times for me to, like, really sit down and really crack the word open for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for short of the long story is, like, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here.
Like, the salvation started with some sneakers.
With some sneakers.
Welcome back to Heartsleeve Podcast, and this is episode 5. I can't believe we're like 5 episodes deep. That's crazy. I'm super excited that you decided to come back, and I really hope that you caught episode 4 because it was fire once again. That one was super special to me because my daughter was my guest, and she talked about the power of being different, authentic, and just giving it over to God and knowing that He'll work no matter what's going on. So I hope you were able to check that episode out, but today we're going to have a totally different conversation as always, and I'm super excited to introduce to you my guest, Mr. Albert Scott is up in the building.
What's up with y'all?
You know what I'm saying? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
This place is like Fort Knox. To get in here was
crazy. Oh, no, for real. They don't play. Like, there's codes everywhere. No. But yeah, so welcome to Breakthrough, but also welcome to Heartsleeve.
Yeah.
Super excited. We're going to have a conversation that's like totally different than, I mean, all the conversations that have been on the podcast have been totally different from the last, right?
Yeah.
But this one's about to be super dope. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited to jump into it. But first, I want to talk a little bit about, like, you and how we know each other. Because you was, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
I feel old.
It's funny. We met through my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now my wife. Then yes. My girlfriend. I know. Shout out to my baby. But we met through her. The church she was going to was actually on our first date.
Mm.
That was our first date. So I was way different back in the day.
What?
And she had asked me, she was like, oh, I asked her on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, the only place we can go is church. So we gonna go to church. And I have been in church my whole life. We gonna get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been in church my whole life.
Yeah.
But I was like, church ain't nothing.
Hey, you know, like,
and so I walked in and I remember somebody had greeted me at the door and they just the smile on their face.
Yeah.
And like I was, like I said, a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
I was super like cynical about churches for mm-hmm. a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who is this lady looking all crazy? But between you, your sister Brittany,
yeah,
and my wife, like you guys just embraced me so
Absolutely.
Much. You were working with the youth and you guys mm-hmm. just embraced me so much. And you guys didn't judge me, didn't look at me any different.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say, just like skip the pod, I just want to say to you, thank you. Because
Absolutely.
Even like that little olive branch, like showed me that there's not like all fake people in churches.
Absolutely. Like, I tried to be as real as I could be. You feel
me? And you've been and you've been through and through the same way. Mm-hmm. The same way. But I
that's
know
that's awesome. We're about to get into it. I'm about to get all up in it. Okay. So Albert, yeah, you probably were like 15, which is crazy because I'm 38, which is wild. And I, you know, one time you called me old on accident, but we're not gonna talk about that either. We'll talk about that later. No, Albert's my boy. And yes, he's married to my best friend, or no, my sister's best friend. And y'all been rocking hard for a while. Yeah. So I've gotten to see you
13 years.
Grow up a little bit. I've gotten to see you become the man that you are today, become a man of God. I've been to your wedding reception, and I was that your first sermon that I was able to witness to? Like just a couple weeks ago?
So people keep saying first.
Is that like your first one?
No, I'm saying people keep saying first, like first implies more.
There will be.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate you for coming.
Yeah.
And realistically, if I was to reach out to anybody, and have them come, like, I'm glad that, like, because you've been, like, because you're such a pillar in the community, first and foremost, I'm glad that I was able to see you even translate outside of our local community and really be able to bring that together. So I just appreciate you.
Like anything y'all doing, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all, you guys are good people. You're good people. And just a little background. So me and Albert, we come from a little small city called Ashtabula. You know what I'm saying? I've moved up to Cleveland. You know, I'm a Clevelander now. So, you know, I left that little city. But yeah, you know, everything that I do is coming with me, you know? So I'm excited that you're here. I got me a little guidelines to keep me on track, because, you know, we could probably talk for a minute. Yeah,
big yap.
You know, certified yappers. Before we jump into, like, the actual topic that we're going to talk about today, I would like for you to share briefly, like, about 5 minutes.
I got you.
Okay, about your testimony getting to where you are now, Christianity, being a Christ follower, being a man of God. I want you to start with the shoes.
Okay.
I want you to talk about that one for sure.
Okay.
So go ahead.
First and foremost, I'm a sneakerhead. Like, I love shoes. I love shoes to death. I love streetwear culture in general. A lot of people like separate the two, but they're really one thing. But I was reselling sneakers some years ago, and I'm going to just be real. I was reselling sneakers a couple years ago, and I was making the most amount of money I've ever had made in my entire life. And there was just this emptiness that came from me being on my own for the first, because it was the first time me and Kaylana had moved out. Like, we were living together. I know that's bad, but, like, we were living together. And it was just so empty. Like, I was making, like, I could have bought anything in the world. Like, well, not anything, but, like, whatever I wanted. And just the emptiness that it felt. And then I was making content on top of that. And I would, and I love making content. I love, like, doing creative things. But realistically, when I would turn on the camera, I would feel like I was wasting my time. Like, I felt so drained. And so, like, I would literally catch an attitude before I would have to turn the camera on. But I was like, in order for me, because it was all a means to an end. Like, it was all a means to, like I have to get my family out of this situation. And or I had low self-esteem. So, like, deep-seated low self-esteem. Because it was stacked on top of a bunch of pride. And, like,
Wow, how does that work? Self-esteem and low self-esteem and pride.
Like, yeah, like, so it was this thing where the more money I made, the more bills I could take care of, the more people I could take care of, the less of, like, a failure I felt. Because I've always felt like I was behind. I always felt like I was behind the eight ball when it came to a lot of stuff. Like, I never finished college. I had a couple different paths, like, that didn't go anywhere. I had, you know, family members breathing down my neck, like, you know, you need to be this, you need to do this. And my wife, she was in school, and as a dude that's just working a a little bit above minimum wage job, and it's like, I can't keep doing this. Right. And now I have a baby on the way, and now I'm like, I can't keep living. Yeah, I can't keep living like this.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, I'm super far away from God. A couple years before that, I know that I'm probably over my 5 minutes, but like a little bit before that, I wanted to be Muslim. I wanted to be a Hebrew Israelite. I was all messed up. I was eating crazy. Face was bloated. Stomach was huge. And my wife had, I know people have their opinions, but my wife had Michael Todd on the television.
Yeah.
And I was reselling sneakers, and I peeped. I was like, those are the shoes I just bought.
Mm.
I was like, that's crazy. He's preaching on Sunday. He must have got him on Saturday. So I start paying attention. Like, it made me really look. And, like, I was, like, trying to, I don't know, like, really soaking in what he was saying. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't have a very clean conversion story. I'm just like, that makes a whole lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to this money. Like, So, like, it took a couple of times for me to, like, really sit down and really crack the word open for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for shorter than long story is, like, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here.
Like, the salvation started with some sneakers.
I forget which sneaker it was. But it was, I think it was some ones. I think ones were hot at the time. So, it was some ones for sure. But
that's dope. Yeah. So, salvation started with some sneakers.
For sure.
And you've always been a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
And you basically, the new term that has come out that people are starting to become familiar with is a creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're a creative in the Christian space. Mm-hmm. And let's just talk about the fit right now, okay? You know what I mean? What's going on?
I came from work because I still work a regular job. These are New Balance 9060s. They're a little bit dirty because I was outside with the kids.
Yeah, I forgot
these,
to wipe mine
Levi's 501s, a vintage. I think it was like...
The Levi's got a number?
Yeah.
Levi 501s?
Yeah, the
501s. I'm not hip.
And then...
These are Walmart, I don't know.
These are Levi 501s. I don't know what this is. And this is a vintage... I collect... Okay, this is a whole nother thing. I collect old vintage, like, Christian t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are, like, vocational Bible school t-shirts.
Mm.
And, like, this is, like, one of them. And I paid, like, way too much money for it. But, like, this is a White Sox hat I got from Round 2. If you're into vintage, you know what Round 2 is. Sean Witherspoon. I went to Chicago, like, in March. And I got this hat. And this, the dude, it was in Chicago. The dude used to sell these hats outside of the White Sox stadium. And I don't. And it says Jordan 45 on the back.
Nice.
For the 1 year he played basketball. That's what he was selling outside.
Is it baseball or
basketball? Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Baseball. Not with you.
Outside the stadium. Yeah. And that's...
Are the glasses anything?
No, these are my wife's glasses.
They're nice. Because, I actually like them.
Because I don't go to the optometrist. That's optometrist, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't go to the optometrist like I should.
The glasses doctor.
Yeah.
So, that works for me. So this is dope. And I'm actually shocked that you're not wearing Claudette.
No, because I don't want to get it dirty at work. But no, actually, and it's sold out. So it's like, I can't really.
What's Claudette?
Claudette is my my clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
Claudette is an amalgamation of just the inspirations I grew up around. Claudette in itself, the name is my grandmother's middle name. She's the one that really brought me to church when I was younger.
Wow.
And she died of cancer in 2012.
Mm.
So just keeping the legacy of a true Christ follower through her. And then a lot of my iconography in the Christian brand comes from... amalgamation of three things, which is streetwear history, church history,
mm-hmm.
and Black culture, like Black history.
So
the amalgamation of those three things, like I have a shirt that is like a flip of a Mississippi Mass Choir album. I have I have one that is a I have one that's coming out that's going to be in reference to the Coptic Ethiopian Church, but it's a it's a jersey.
Okay.
And then I have one that's kind of based off of this t-shirt that's based off of like a 90s, like, you know, all together, like anti-racism, like type thing.
Wow.
And it's like a little girl on the front and it has Free Huey in the bouquet of flowers that she's holding. And one of my favorite vocational Bible school songs, which is This Little Light of Mine on the back.
Yes.
I can send you photos of all that so you can pull that up. But yes. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff. I always try to make everything that I make. Can I be real?
You can.
Can I be real?
Absolutely. That's what Heart Sleeve is.
A lot of Christian clothing is very ugly.
Like, I don't think they can hear you.
It's very ugly. Mm-hmm. It's super ugly. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like there's, outside of slapping the face of Jesus on a t-shirt, mm-hmm. like, I feel like there's no real creative freedom in like Christian clothing sometimes. And I feel like if we're not speaking from a genuine place mm-hmm. and we're making something from God for God, like I don't think it's genuine. Like, I don't think
it shouldn't be mediocre.
Yeah. It shouldn't mm-hmm. be mediocre. Like, if you think about even in the Bible, like the way God told them to make the tabernacle, like he was very specific,
man.
Like he was very specific, like topaz here.
Yes.
Yeah. Like he was super specific and mm-hmm. like he created the world and mm-hmm. like he didn't do that like haphazardly.
Right.
So like, I think that's what Claudette in itself embodies, is like trying to be a perfect representation of who I am through Christ.
That's amazing. Okay, because that was fire. I'm not even following my outline here. There's a few things that I want to make sure we hit. One of them for sure, I know I want you to talk about your testimony when you went to Chicago, but not yet. Oh, yeah, so I definitely want to hit on that. But let me just bring this all together. So essentially, this episode is about creatives in the Christian space and what that means. Because essentially what I'm hearing as we're talking is, you know, usually people expect for Christians to look a certain way, 100%. Walk a certain way and talk 100%. A certain way. And obviously we're not supposed to be here being out of order, you know, acting like we're better than anybody or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I myself personally, I do like to be, you know, a Christian girly that's, you know, modest or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, hopefully I'm, you know, looking a little stylish here and there. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have nothing to really match you. I got Mav City on.
You're good. Shout out Mav City too.
You know what I'm saying? And I did my nails. So, okay. But like, we can be stylish, we can be ourselves, we can be authentic in the mm-hmm. Christian space mm-hmm. and still rep Jesus, period, 100%. Right? 100%. So what I'm hearing you say is like, well, not even what you're saying, but what I'm gaining is like, people might not look at you and be like, oh, you know, you got a whole piercing in your face. You know what I mean? Like, so like, oh, he gave a sermon a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That might not be what people expect, mm-hmm. but from talking to you, and even if I hadn't talked to you, and even if I didn't know you, I would imagine that who you are gives you access to people that maybe,
100%.
You know, my mama, who's a pastor from Mississippi in mm-hmm. her 80s, wouldn't be able to approach, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because that's a whole different, you know, level of Christianity they came from, right? Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about that. Like, how has being a Christian creative provided opportunities for you to reach people?
It's always in ways I never think of. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not the author of creativity. So I don't never know. Like, I'm just a dude mm-hmm. doing stuff that I get told to do. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think I'm like some creative mastermind where like, I've been able to reach, hopefully, I've been able to reach people that just wouldn't take a second look at Christ. That's the whole point of the brand. Like, mm-hmm. To have people that that never really, that haven't been either to church in a very long time, or like can look at something and be like, my grandma used to do that. Mm. Or like, I know where that's from. Because a lot of people, especially in predominantly African-American spaces, grew up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of people have elders, just like me, like have elders that like, you know, that prayed with them, that yeah. prayed for them, that kept the Bible on the nightstand.
And went to church every day of the week.
Every and Wednesday, then got, Saturday, and then Sunday. Got on you when you weren't doing what you were supposed yes. to do. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like a lot of people, and not even just black people, like, but just all, like, I feel like my generation of people, like, has to have, like, those older people that, like, kept them in prayer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I forgot your question now, but like,
how's that opened up the door for you to reach people?
How that opened up, y'all can cut that up. Like, how that opened up the door for me to reach people is being able to tap into something that they haven't thought about in a real long time, because that's what got me. Mm. It was his sneakers. Being able to see a Christian doing something or wearing something that I'm like outside of like what he's talking about, I'm like, that's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, and it made me attracted to what he was talking about. And I think that from the pop-ups I've done, from the people I've talked to, I've been able to reach people that just haven't thought about Jesus in a long time or don't know him very well at all.
Yeah.
Some people just like the clothes just for liking it. Mm-hmm. And then other people, like, it reaches a point where it's like, you know, like, I remember my grandmother doing that. I remember my grandpa doing that. I remember that song from when I was a kid, no matter if they're in the faith, out the faith, yeah. like, whatever. So I'm glad I'm able to reach people that haven't been reached in a long time. And yeah. that's the whole purpose of it.
That's the whole purpose. So we're going to talk about something you said. You said, I'm just a guy doing what I'm told to do, or something yeah. to that effect.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who telling him to do stuff, right? So I'm hoping we're gonna have
Yeshua.
To iron. Yeshua, I'm a Shia. So we want to talk about, what does Holy Spirit tell you to do? And I want you to tie that into your testimony in Chicago. Because I watched that on YouTube, just pause,
okay.
and it was so good. Like, I was, like, screaming for you, like, crying. Like, it was so good. I think, did I pause? I think I came down and told my husband, like, you need to watch this. This is so good. And I was just talking. It was good. So, go ahead.
I appreciate it.
No, absolutely.
We're going to link that down in the comments.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. But,
link it in the comments.
But, how I listened to him, honestly and truly, I didn't come up with making a clothing line, first off. Okay. Like I said, I was making shoes. I was an entrepreneur before I was a Christian. So that whole thing is like I wasn't looking to create a brand. Like, mm-hmm. I was just sitting at my homie's house. And I feel like I've only heard the audible voice of God twice.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those times was, I was sitting, like, my homie makes music. So... Mm-hmm. I was just listening to him make music, and then out of nowhere, he was like, make a clothing line. I'm like...
Who was like that? Your homie?
No, Jesus.
Jesus.
Like, Holy Spirit, like, the triune God of Scripture, told mm-hmm. me to make a clothing line, mm-hmm. and I literally laughed out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, but... I'm obedient. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I grabbed a piece of paper,
yeah.
wrote my grandmother's middle name down, crossed it out, wrote it again, crossed it out. And I was like, what if I wrote it like this? And it was just jumped off the page to
mm-hmm.
me. And I was running with that ever since. And realistically, when it comes to certain designs, I try to do like designs like every day, like as push-ups pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But like when it comes to like what I actually put out,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Holy Spirit would be like, that's the one.
Yeah.
Or like, the people need that
it.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I listen, put it in production, mm-hmm. and keep it going. And that ties into the Chicago story. Long story short, mm-hmm. I went to Chicago for an Alex Jean concert. Alex Jean is like...
I'm gonna keep praising your name.
Yeah, it's like if you're into Christian, if you're into CHH or Christian hip hop,
yeah,
you know who Alex Jean is. Too funny.
That's my stuff. Okay, but, go ahead.
But he had told me, like, go to this concert, And I was just like, well, you ain't got to tell me twice. This is what I want to do. Yeah. And like, so I went to the concert. Or no, I bought the tickets, went VIP. Mm. I bought one for my wife. And I said,
he did not invite me. I just want to throw that out there.
I didn't. I'm so sorry.
Continue.
Like, I went VIP and I feel like I was like, I was just sitting there. I didn't feel like I was sitting there. And he said, those two, he literally had me pull up my Photoshop and he was like, that one and that one.
I just need you to be clear about he.
The he with the H. Big
okay.
H.
Capital Jesus. G. Okay.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit told me to pick that one and that one. And these are these two designs. One of them was a Mississippi Man's Choir one, and the other one said Hypostatic Union on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flip of a very old streetwear grilled from like 2010. But nice. Like that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
But so I printed these two shirts out. I got them made and I went to Chicago. Mind you, I'm just in Chicago. It was my anniversary too, so I was just in Chicago having fun. And then he was like, "You're making the like you made these shorts shirts for Alex Jean," and I was like, "Okay." So I back them up. We go to the concert, and we're in the meet and greet line, and I'm nervous.
Mm.
And I was like, and I turned to my wife, and I was like, "Well, faith of a mustard seed, right?" Faith of a mustard seed. He told me to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. And this is all recorded. So okay, like,
it is. So good. It's so good.
Okay. So I'm walking up to him. I meet him. I dap him up. He sounds deep like that in real life.
Does
too.
He?
Yeah. He's like, hey, what's up? So like, we chop it up. He really enjoys the t-shirt. And he puts it back in the little Ziploc bag or not Ziploc, but like the poly mailer bag and puts it on the counter. And mind you, when you go to these big shows, sometimes when you go to big shows, like, clothing brands aren't, like, a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clothing brands are a dime a dozen. So, like, there's a lot of people with brands that, like, would want to, like, mm-hmm. have some type
Absolutely.
Of something. And
in there Chicago.
Was no, yeah, like, there was nobody else. Mm-hmm. And I was super excited. And I was, like, I went down to the concert. And Holy Spirit spoke to me so clear.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he's going to take off his current shirt and put that shirt on. I was like, yeah, right. So, like, we're at the concert. I'm trying to watch the opener, but, like, this is buzzing
mm-hmm.
in the back of my head. So I'm like, you know, if it happens, I'm God working on me.
Mm-hmm.
like, if it happens.
Believe
happens.
That God is God.
If it don't, it mm-hmm. don't. You know what I'm saying? We still solid. So, like, so he comes down. He doesn't have the shirt on. Mind you, I'm coping at this point.
Mind you.
Like, I'm coping at this point. I'm like, you know what? I heard him wrong, but it's all right. We're going to stay. We're going to enjoy.
I'm going to keep praising your name.
Right. Like, mind you, he performs one song, leaves the concert, like goes upstairs, turns, changes into the t-shirt, comes back downstairs, finishes the concert. So I was like, I'm filming a YouTube video at this point. So I'm like, I'm filming and he has his hoodie zipped up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, like, I'm praising just because like he has
gotta
the shirt
your way through it.
Like, I mean, he has the shirt on. I was like, I'm like, but I'm being honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with him, me and Holy Spirit like this. So, like, I'm talking to Holy Spirit. I'm like, yo, like, you know, like, I didn't really get a good angle for the camera. But we still go praise anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got you. Or Holy Spirit was like, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe you. Because at this point, like, you got to listen to what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so the concert is done. It's over. And I was like, you know, okay. Okay, we're going to praise him anyways, right? And then he runs out on stage, and he was like, you guys want some more? And they're like, yeah! And then he comes out, hoodie open, shirt in full view.
Oh, my
gosh. I got the good footage, and I went home. And when I tell you, I feel like that's me and Holy Spirit were having a literal party.
Listen,
and I don't need. I know a lot of people lean on confirmation. I don't need mm-hmm. anybody else to tell me mm-hmm. anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is the path I'm supposed to take. And because I didn't choose the path that, and I leaned on Holy Spirit the entire time. Because it was by faith
that's
I even
so good.
Went to Chicago in the first place.
Mm.
But all of that was Holy Spirit led, Holy Spirit breathed, because I couldn't write a better story than that. And
right,
I filmed
that's
it all.
Fire. And you filmed it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, I was literally in my office watching it, like, oh my gosh. Like, I was going in. It was crazy.
Yeah. I'm still shaken up by that experience for sure.
And that's on the YouTube.
Yes. That's on the
We're gonna put the link in the comments.
Yeah, please do.
Link down below. If you're listening audio, go to YouTube and watch it. It was good. Okay, so that story was fire. I want to know from you, being that creative in the Christian space, leaning into Holy Spirit and having that relationship. I mean, like, what you're sharing is amazing, because it tells people, like, you don't have to have this boring, mundane relationship with Holy Spirit, with God. Like, he will literally talk to you and interact with you, encourage you, mm-hmm. laugh with you, party with you. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you just got to believe. You just got to have that faith, even when you're not seeing what it is that you're wanting and hoping for. Mm-hmm. So what would you tell another creative in the Christian space? Like, how would you encourage them? Drop some gems.
First and foremost, I see you. A lot of people, like, especially even in the building that we're sitting in, like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of, mind you, I'm new here.
Mm-hmm.
I only got saved like 3 years ago. I'm new here. I'm still getting my feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it seems like a lot of the Christian creatives are kind of looked to the side. If we're not in a media space, like, if we're not sitting back in the media booth, like, we're still kind of the minority when it comes to, like, Christian entrepreneurship, because we're not, like, the authors or the, I don't know, like, the people that are authors, or we're not holding conferences. No diss to nobody that holds conferences, I'm just saying. Like,
no shade.
Like, we're not prophets, we're not evangelists, like... But when it comes to, don't do that.
Okay.
But when it comes to Christian creativity, the spectrum is so wide. And I feel like even in a body, we can be overlooked.
And
I would say to the Christian creative, number one, that I see you. And number two, that you're valid. That I think because of the space that we live in now, everybody wants to be like a something.
Yeah.
A creative. You know, they're not building this building just to look at it.
Right.
Like, there's Christian creatives out here. There's regular creatives out here that, like, that is a staple. Like, didn't they say, there's a study that said, like, kids don't even want to be doctors anymore. They want to be, like, YouTubers.
And, yes.
like, to say that, like, God called you to create sounds kind of boisterous. Like, it sounds like, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's such a vanity field industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, who wouldn't want God to call you to do the thing? Like, everybody always talks about the call to, like, do something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody talks about the call to do something you actually enjoy doing. like the pastors always talk about, like, I would rather be a sound man or something. But, like, nobody ever talks about, like, God, you giving something up. Because I didn't, when God first called me, I was like, no.
Hmm.
I was like, because this sounds too good to be true.
Yeah.
This sounds made up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, I'm, like, trying to discern that thing. Like, I'm like, no, because I don't want it. I've prayed a bajillion times to be like, God, if this is not your will, like, mm-hmm. take this from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want it at all. Because, like I said, it's such a vanity-filled industry.
Right.
And you don't want to be, I don't want to be anywhere Holy Spirit's not.
Exactly.
And
and
I feel like every single time I say that, it's just more like, he's just like, oh, remember that creator that you sent that like care package to?
Mm-hmm.
He posted that video. Or like, when like every single time that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So after that Chicago trip, I was done.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to a Christian creative, to get back to your question,
mm-hmm.
to get,
like, I know you'd be taking a little journey, so go ahead.
Like, to get back to the Christian creative, you're valid.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if if God called you to be creative,
walk
in it. Mm-hmm. Walk in it, because the world needs creatives. Mm-hmm. The world needs the world needs to be influenced in a way where it can meet them where they are.
Yes.
And we can, and it even says in the word, like, we need to be someone people aspire to be, to ask, like, what is the reason for the hope that's in you? Like, why do you live that way? Yeah. Why do you act that way?
Yes.
Why do you believe the way you believe?
Yeah.
And it's not because I have X amount of followers. Mm-hmm. It's not because I'm such a genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's because God made me in his image and his likeness. So it's not that I'm a creative. I serve a creative God.
Yes. Like, one more time.
Not that I'm that creative. Mm-hmm. It's that I serve a creative God.
That's it. Albert, this was fire.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I took notes that one time that we talked for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
That meeting we had.
Yeah.
You said, I'm leaning on faith and then it's working. Like, I'm leaning on faith and it just keeps working.
Yeah. The reason I sighed like that is because it's harder than it sounds. Like, even though it sounds good on a podcast, we're all sitting here in this mildly hot room. And
I actually feel better now.
and we're behind these lights, but in realistic, real time, living by faith is not easy.
It's not.
And having a burden to do something, like getting the blueprint and the wood, but like not really knowing how to build the house. And like,
okay, metaphors, like, analogies.
Is very hard.
Yeah.
And having to lean on faith every single day, pick up that cross every single day. Even it's not so much for me, it's not so much picking up the cross. It's that when I stumble with it, he's there to help me pick it back up. And it's because I'm just that's my favorite thing to say. It's like, I'm just a dude.
Yes.
Like, because I never I was just trying not to go to hell. I wasn't trying to like do all of this and ask for all of this. But this is what God laid on my lap. So I would be a fool not to do what he told me to do.
That's Big Boss G.
Yeah.
We don't play with him.
Listen, the triune God of scripture.
You know what I mean?
Do not play.
We don't play with him.
Nice.
This is fire. This is so good. I don't know how you're feeling over there, but you dropped a lot of knowledge.
Thank you.
And I think that this is a pretty one-of-a-kind, unique, amazing spirit-led conversation that we just had.
Thank you.
And I wish, you know, that I had some of that creativity that you got going.
Okay, so we're not finna do that.
Okay. Grateful for what I got.
Come on. Stop
I'm
it.
Grateful for what I got, but I'm just saying, you be over there just Claudette. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
So I'm excited that you were here. There was something specific that I wanted to say, and it slipped my mind. I didn't put it in my notes. Give me a second, because I'm about to see if it came back.
Can I take a drink?
You can take a drink.
We still rolling. We live, baby.
Yes.
We live.
Like, this is real life. This is real life. I think that just most importantly, I want to hone in on having faith and trusting Holy Spirit. I love what you said about, like, this wasn't something that you asked for. This wasn't like your idea. And,
not
you know, I shared with Albert, like, very similar to this podcast. Like, never in the how many ever years you ever spoke to me did I say, hey, I think I'm going to do a podcast. Like, I didn't even really know what a podcast was. I just happened to start watching podcasts, go into a fast, and the Lord was like, you do a podcast. And I was like, what's that? You know, how do I do it? Where do I go? And Holy Spirit literally dropped, you know, the title of the podcast, Wearing My Heart on My Sleeve, was what the original title was.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days later into prayer, shortened to Heart Sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And then over weeks and weeks and weeks working with my husband and just going through all types of roller coasters, trying to find the logo. God brought it even down to the logo of what it was supposed to look like. And And here it is. So it really is about that faith, because I really didn't know. And then after that, I'm like, okay, now the logo's here. Like, do I just put my phone on there and put a like a good light and just get on here and start talking? Like, how do I do? I'm going to get my Zoom. I'm going to get somebody on Zoom. And then we're going to do the interviews on Zoom. And then boom, my friend's like, hey, Breakthrough Sound Studio. And here I am. So I think to even go a step further, like when God gives you the vision, he also gives the provision. You see what I'm saying? And we try to overthink sometimes, but if we just lean in, he gonna work it out, because it was his idea in the first place.
And like we can't master manipulate our way through something that's not, like you said, like we can't master manipulate our way through something that's not ours. So I think, like you said, like if we lean on Holy Spirit, like I mean, it's all going to work out.
It's all going to work out.
Even through it all, like through the hardships of doing the right thing, the hardships of doing the thing you don't know, because you don't never, I don't want to take up too much of y'all time.
Hey, but you got like, a couple more minutes.
because we can sit here, we can talk about like, because we can sit here, we can talk and we can laugh about like trusting Holy Spirit, but like realistically, like, doing that every day, doing every that all day. Of the time, doing that with a career choice, and you have kids, and you have
other life.
Responsibilities. Yeah. Like for you to lean on a podcast and God to be like, "You got it." Like, and it feels like such a big weight. Like sometimes because it feels like such a big weight sometimes because, like you said, you didn't ask for it, and I think what the last charge would be to anybody that watches this, he didn't choose you for no reason. It says in the word, like he wouldn't put more on you than you would bear. A lot of people think of that in the version of sin, but I think you would take that in the version of a call or a blessing too. So whatever it is, if it's a podcast, if it's a brand, if it's a music studio or recording studio, like his provision is on it. And even if the provision doesn't look like how you would want it to look like, or at the time you would look like, provision is still provision.
It's provision.
So that was the last little piece.
Hey, that was a good last little piece right there. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that I have left that I've not done on any other episode.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to ask Pastor Apostle Albert. No, I'm just playing.
Don't do that. You made my heart jump.
Minister. No, I'm just playing. I'm just Albert. I'm going to ask that dude Albert if you would pray over the Christian creative space, and for any creative that is watching and any future creative that don't know God about to tell them to do something.
I would, okay.
Can we do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Albert, I don't know what type of prayer person you are, but like 1 minute.
Okay. I'm not a very long prayer person.
Okay, there we go.
But realistically, Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight.
Yes.
Humbly asking to cover any creative, cover the mind of the creative, cover the heart of the creative, cover the hands of the creative. In your word, it says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your might. So, Lord, let them know that they have the strength within them through Holy Spirit, through the triune God of Scripture that gave them that assignment. Let them know that they are able to do the things that you assign them to do. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Finish strongly. Okay. That's what we got for today. How you feeling?
I'm good. What's up?
Your you got everything out?
Yeah.
You got everything out?
Yeah.
We out here. We got audiences and whatnot. We got an audience today. Yeah. You know, we talking to the audience, y'all. But anyway, this was good. I think this was fire.
This was
really good.
It was quick, too.
Wait for people to tell us how they feel about it. I'm about to try to get Alex Jean up in here to have him watch this little episode.
One second. Shout out to a underground rapper named Afterthought. Afterthought is another underground rapper that is very good. I met him in Chicago. More confirmation that I need to be doing this.
Okay.
I met him in Chicago. Didn't even know he lived in Chicago. Shout out to him. He's a really good. You should like look him up. Should look him up.
We gonna look up Afterthought.
Afterthought, yeah.
Because we will not be an Afterthought. We gonna look up Afterthought.
Yes.
Okay. And I really hope that this blesses you. Well, I know it will bless you. This blessed me. I'm very excited. Thank you for being a guest. I'm honored that you came all the way up here to Cleveland from Ashtabula or wherever you at now. Yeah. It was a trek. Traffic be crazy.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This was amazing. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and tune in for the next episode. That's it.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Psych, also. Stop it. We're back. No, really quick. I want to shout out Mr. Albert. I forgot because I was just so enthralled about this whole conversation. But I got a little something to honor you. I forgot about that part.
No, you're good.
I spent a lot of time getting it together. So we go, let me get that.
You're good.
We're going to try to reach in there. There's going to be an arm in the camera. Ow. This is for you because I need you to stop diminishing your voice. Your voice is powerful. God is using you and he's doing great and mighty things through you. And
baby.
I want to honor you for the obedience that you walk in. Period. I've seen you come a long way.
It's been a long time.
I've seen you come a long way. And I thank God for who you are and who you will continue to be. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen to Gantz. You're welcome.
I love me a
so
good
yeah,
gift.
It's some good stuff in there. I mean, you got to open a card. That's the good stuff. Okay. But the
We can do that off camera.
Yeah, we're going to do that off camera.
Because if I cry, I ain't crying on camera.
Yeah, no. Hey.
I'm going to be for real. I ain't crying on
camera. See, I ain't no sucker.
But I appreciate you. I appreciate even your sacrifice, even your obedience. Like, I can really, the reason why I came on here, stop playing with me. even your obedience, I'm not, not doing it. Even your obedience, like with what you're doing now, and even the excellence, I can go all day with this, but like the excellence of which you went to a studio, you're producing in excellence the same way I do. Like, I'm so particular. Everything I make is cut and sew. Like, I'm so particular about all of the things that I make because if God gives you something, you're supposed to walk in excellence
Amen.
With it. So I want to thank you for your obedience.
Yes.
The way you're really walking out this vision, and I know it's going to be fire. I'm going to come back in like 3 years
yes.
and this blows up with a million subscribers. I'll get two. Give them two.
Yeah. It's coming. So that's it, y'all. That's Albert. Check him out. What's your YouTube called?
Everything's Claudette. CLAU-DET. That's .com. That's on YouTube. Claudette on TikTok. Everything. I'll send links. You guys go down in the comments or in the description. You guys go down in the
below.
Description. Yeah, down there. Down in the box with the words.
And we'll have links. So now we're leaving. Bye.